All right. One of the biggest surprises to me. I mean, some people are very supportive of the EFF, and I haven't got much of a qualm with them, but I thought they'd kind of become a bit of a sleeping third place. But one of the biggest surprises to me, of course, happens to be the power plays that they were able to sort of put forward post local government elections in terms of being able to seek power in Hung Metros to wield power away from the ANC. Effectively, they are the cater deployer of DA mayors at this time. Dr. Dale McKinley is a political analyst, research and education officer at the International Labour Research and Information Group, and joins me to help us understand that. Dr. Dale McKinley, thank you so much for joining us on Breakfast with Rufilwe. How are you this morning?
Thank you, Rufilwe. It's great to be here with your listeners too.
Indeed. Talk to me about this. I feel as though I could call it a turn of fate for the EFF, where they have kind of strategically, and I think one cannot discount the power of Herman Mashaba, have been able to turn the tide on what seemed to be, albeit that they grew in the LGE from 2016, a waning sense of influence in politics.
Well, look, I don't think it's surprising. If you look particularly at the, where the EFF was positioned after these elections in terms of the vote that it got in these major metros, it was already positioned before the talks even began as a major sort of coalition player. We knew that. And we knew in Tshwane and Joburg in particular that Action SA and Mashaba were also going to play that kind of role. I think the surprise was that the ANC wasn't able to pull its side together, particularly in places like Ekurhuleni. It only scraped through at Etiquini and Nelson Mandela Bay. And this idea, you know, we were sold this idea by the EFF prior to the elections and right afterwards, that there was no way that they were going to work with the DA in particular, and, you know, that they were ideologically on opposite sides. And all of a sudden we see, well, that's not the case. I think what that tells us is particularly about Julius Malema and the EFF, is they are chameleons, political chameleons. They will basically bend to whatever it is that will serve their particular party interests. And I think they see in this case more political capital being made out of embarrassing the ANC and pushing it to the side than they do with the sort of ideological bitterness that might result from coalitions with the DA.
All right, so that's the surprise, is who that political chameleon position. How stable do you think this will be? I mean, this also comes down not only to the power of their intention or willingness to work with the DA, but also the DA's willingness to kind of be pushed around by them a little bit. Is Julius Malema or is the EFF displaying a political maturity that may see a more stable, not coalition, but partnerships across these municipalities?
I would be hesitant to say that they're displaying more political maturity. I read it as basically opportunism, personally, and it's consistent with the way the EFF has basically approached these coalitions. They're very shaky. First of all, there's no indication, for example, that many of these things are not formal coalitions. They are temporary measures of convenience. So if, for example, a hiccup happens and there's a major issue on a budget vote in a place like Ekurhuleni or Nelson Mandela Bay, the coalition will collapse fairly quickly. And then we'll be left with a whole range of egg on our faces in terms of EFF saying, well, they're collapsing the municipality because of opportunistic politics. I see it as a real potential a bad news for the EFF in the long term, because the EFF's own supporters, Julius Malema turned and said, look, we won't work with our ideological enemies. We won't work with the DA, the racists. He used the race card and all sorts of things. And now he's turning around and doing the exact opposite. So yep. If he doesn't work out, he's going to pay a price.
Well, Dale, I mean, there's a lot of prices to be paid here. The political opportunism, the political chameleon behavior, and the lack of maturity can also be applied to the DA, a party that insisted
sure.
They wouldn't work with the EFF. And for their own opportunism of wanting to be seen to be running cities, they didn't have to accept the deal, right? So they could have said, actually, we're not letting our mayor go through. Go ahead with the ANC, which they pretty much were almost on the brink of before that deal came up.
Sure. No, I mean, look, but the DA is in a bit of a stronger position because of the amount of the vote that they got. I mean, let's go back. And as you said, the EFF really didn't increase its support here. I mean, it was minor in relative overall terms. So the EFF is in a situation where they're not one of the two major. They're not in a position of calling the shots. We're in the position of doing and saying, you need us to make this coalition. Right. And if we pull, well, then it's not going to work. Well, that power is temporary. I think, and I mean, it's only so many times you can play that card.
Yes.
And if you continue to play it, well, then you're going to collapse the municipality administration and voters are going to be angry because delivery is not going to happen. So it's a very fine game to play. Right now, it seems as though the EFF played it properly and is sitting pretty, but it could turn around very quickly on them if they're not careful.
Alrighty, things for us to consider. Dr. Dale McKinley, thank you so much for that perspective. Political analyst, research and education officer at the International Labour Research and Information Group.